Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. We give God praise on this evening. We thank God. This is his day he has made, and we are rejoicing, and we are glad in it. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and let us not forget all of his benefits. We thank God who has made heaven and earth. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. And we thank God that we belong to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Lift up ye head, O ye gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of Glory will come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. So we thank God. Amen. Sometimes we got to battle in prayer. Sometimes, amen, somebody, we got to allow God to be with us as we, hallelujah, fight not against flesh and blood, but against invisible forces trying to stop us from getting what God has for us in the name of Jesus. Pastor Anthony, Pastor Rebecca is here. We thank God for the New Creation Church family. Thank God for every caller, those who will call in. We thank God in the name of Jesus. Where two or more are together, the Spirit of the living God is right here. So we are praying, and we believe that the presence of the Holy Spirit is on this line with us on tonight as Jesus is seated at the right hand of God interceding for us. I want to share a few thoughts coming from 1 Samuel chapter number 17. We're going to look at David very briefly. 1 Samuel chapter 17, we'll start at verse number 32. Thank you, Lord. And David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine. And Saul said to David, thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for you are but a youth, and he is a man of war from his youth. And David said to Saul, your servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear and took the lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him and smote him and delivered it out of the mouth. And when he rose up against me, I caught him by the beard and smote him, and I slew him. Your servant slew both the lion and the bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he has defiled the armies of the living God. Look at verse number 38. And Saul armed David with his armor. And he put a helmet of brass on his head, and he armed him with his coat of mail. And David girded his sword and his armor on, and he said, a go, for he did not prove it. And David said unto Saul, I cannot go with these, for I have not proved them. And David put them off. He took them off. Verse number 40, and he took his staff in his hand, and he chose five smooth stones out of the brook and put them in a shepherd's bag, which he had, even a scrip, and his sling was in his hand, and he drew near the Philistine. Thank you, God, for your word. We're looking at the life of David, and I just want to share some thoughts. The Bible says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And we see that Goliath is coming against the people of God, this giant. And maybe you have a giant situation that you're trying to bring down. You have a giant problem that you may be facing today. And I know that prayer is a weapon. Glory be to God. I know that praise is a weapon. I know, hallelujah, when we believe God, our testimony becomes a weapon. And David, one of the weapons that he shared was that he killed the lion and the bear. He gave Saul a testimony of how he's going to defeat this giant, which is trying to defeat the people of God. And God is telling you tonight, don't forget from whence I brought you from. As we pray tonight, I pray you put your mind on rewind. If you have a current battle that you're in right now, if there's a storm that you're under right now, if you have a situation that you're in right now, remember He's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. And if he brought you out before, he's going to do it again. And David said, I can't go with this armor because I have not proved this. And even as I studied the text a little bit, this armor, this sword, this warfare obviously did not beat Goliath before. But David had another weapon. Glory be to God. David had many weapons. One of his weapons was the harp. He was a musician, and Saul had an evil spirit. And as David played, the Bible says the evil spirit and the demons fleed. I thank God those who are anointed in the area of music and those who are anointed musicians, when you play, demons flee. Glory be to God. And we, when we pray tonight, I believe that giants are about to fall down, that situations are about to come down. Because David is showing you and I tonight, it's not by power, it's not by might, but it's by the Spirit of the living God. I believe right before he went to battle, he killed the lion and he killed the bear, and he didn't do it with a sling and a stone. Come on, somebody. He used another form of weaponry to kill the lion and the bear. But right before he faced Goliath, he said, this sword and this shield and Saul, your armor is not going to do it. The Lord spoke to me how I'm going to defeat the enemy. I can't get up on him. He's a giant. He's strong. He has a sword. He has a shield. He's a powerful man. And if I try to battle him in the natural, I'm going to lose. But if I can hit him from a distance... If I can hit him from a distance, and God gave David a revelation, take your sling, take some stones, and use it to defeat this enemy. And when we pray tonight, we don't have to get in nobody's face. We don't have to get up on no one. Our prayer is going to do the work. It's going to reach what we can't reach. It's going to hit what we cannot hit. It's going to do what we cannot do. So I thank God for the power of prayer and the prayer of faith. And we know Goliath came down as David approached him and threw that sling and landed in that rock into his forehead. Goliath fell. And as we pray tonight, the anointing of God is on this prayer line. And whatever it is that you're facing that's a giant situation, I believe by faith, like David, the lion, the bear, Goliath, whatever it is, David was a warrior. David believed God, and David got the job done. Father, I thank you in the spirit of David. He said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will continually be in my mouth. And God, I believe David had a praise. I believe that David had a prayer. I believe that David exemplifies supernatural ability to defeat Goliath the giant. Now, as we pray tonight, as we praise tonight, as we give testimony on tonight, this is how our giants are going to come down. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. This is how big situations in our lives, in the name of Jesus, are about to get up out of our way. Glory be to your God. I believe the word of God tonight that no weapon formed against your people will be able to prosper. David was not afraid because he said, it's not me, it is the God that I serve that's going to defeat this enemy. David says, Saul, yes, I'm a youth, but it's not me. It's the God that I serve that's going to defeat Goliath. And that's a word for us tonight. When we pray, we're praying to a God that can beat our problems. We're praying to a God that can fix every situation. We're praying to a God that can heal our broken bodies. We are praying to a God that can fix the crooked places in our lives. We are praying to a God that can make the crooked straight. In the name of Jesus. So hallelujah. That's why we walk by faith and not by sight. We're praying tonight because he said, cast your cares upon me because I care for you. He said, come boldly to my throne of grace. Come boldly to the altar to obtain mercy. Come boldly in your prayer closet. And what you do in secret, I feel God. I'm going to bless you publicly.
Oh, in the name of Jesus, we're praying in that name, the name that is above every name. The name of Jesus has power. The name of Jesus has all authority.
Yes,
the name of Jesus, oh, God, have your way tonight. I thank you for the name. We plead the blood over every life tonight. We plead the blood of Jesus over every situation.
Yes.
And giants do fall. Oh, glory be to my God. Kede o shaba akata. Oh, I thank you in the name of Jesus. God, David got the victory while others ran scared, while others were afraid, while others were retreating. David went toward the enemy, and he defeated the enemy. And that's why we came to prayer tonight. While some find it useless and hopeless, we are here believing. We are here trusting. We are here by faith. In the name of Jesus, God, heal every sick body on this line tonight.
Yes.
God, perform miracles, signs, and wonders,
yes,
that your people can walk with faith and with blessed assurance that Jesus is mine.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The Lord is the strength of my life. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Who shall we fear? God has not given us that spirit of fear,
yes, Lord,
but of love, power, of a sound mind. And God, I thank you for every life, every testimony, every praise report. Our words have authority. Our words have power.
Yes,
our words tear down strongholds.
Yes,
our words bind up familiar spirits. Our words cancel generational curses. The words of the people of God. Have your way, God.
Yes, Lord.
Your mercies are new every morning.
Yes, God.
Bless every marriage on the line tonight. Touch that one who has the application out there who need gainful employment. That one who need a source of income. That one in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah. That need their family to come together. Yes, even that one, God, who need you to work a miracle, a financial miracle, a miracle of healing, a miracle of deliverance. So we bind every spirit up that is not of God tonight. In the spirit of David, I pray faith over fear tonight. Pastor's going to pray, but David said, let not your heart be troubled by Goliath. Stop being afraid and letting him put fear in you. Saul and the army and my brothers and the people of God, Goliath has instilled fear, and the devil is a liar. We bind up that spirit tonight.
Yes, God. Yes, Lord.
God has not given us that spirit. So whatever it is, we bind that thing up, and we speak faith, unshakable, unmovable, uncompromising, faith in God, in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Thank
Lord.
You, Lord. We praise you, God. We worship you. We magnify your name, Lord. You are worthy to be praised. We give you the glory, God. We give you the honor. We give you the praise, oh God. Lord, we magnify your name. We exalt you on today, God. Hallelujah. We just give you the highest praise on tonight, God. We just, Father God, come, Father God, to come and sit in your presence for this hour. God, we thank you, Lord, that with two or more gathered in your midst, that you said you will be with us, oh God. So, Lord, we thank you that you are with us, that you never leave us or forsake us, God. We thank you, Lord, for your hand being upon our lives. We thank you, Lord, for your presence, Father God, and your power on this prayer line. We thank you for divine manifestations, oh God. Father God, being made manifest in the lives of your people on tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we worship you. We bow down before you, God. We, Father God, forget about our problems as we come, God, laying them on your altar, God, trusting you, Father God, in faith, oh God, knowing that nothing is impossible for you, oh God, knowing, Lord, that you will make a way out of no way, knowing, God, that you will open doors that no man can close, knowing, God, that you are our provider, you are Jehovah Jireh, you are our provider, knowing that you are Jehovah Shalom, the Lord our peace, knowing that you are Jehovah Nisi, the Lord our banner. We know that you are Jehovah Rophe, the Lord our healer, El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one. And Lord, we thank you and we praise you, O God, for being all of that. Oh God, for being that friend that sticks closer than the brother, for being the attorney in the courtroom, for being the doctor in the sick room, oh God, for being our everlasting Father, oh God, we love you. We bless your name. We worship you. We magnify your name. You are worthy, God. You alone are worthy, oh God. And we thank you for this prayer line on tonight, God. We ask, Father God, that you will come, Father God, and just have your way, oh God. Let your spirit move through this prayer line on tonight, God. We ask, Father God, that you will touch each and every person, oh God, that's assembled on tonight, God. Let your Holy Spirit touch each and every person, oh God. Touch, oh God, touch, God. Father God, we ask that you will encourage, that you will empower, that you will, Father God, hallelujah, refresh, oh God, that you will restore, oh God. We ask, Father God, hallelujah, that you will enlighten, oh God, that you will edify and equip each and every person under the sounds of our voices, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you will go to every home, oh God, and that you will, Father God, right every wrong, oh God, that you will, Father God, just turn everything, Father God, right side up that has been turned upside down by the devil, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for our families, God. We thank you, Lord. We lay hands on our children and in the spirit realm, oh God, and we declare victory in the lives of our children. We declare healing in the lives of our children. We declare healing in the lives of our spouses. We declare healing in the lives of, Father God, all of those that we love and pray for tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know that you are able to do all things but fail with man. Some things are impossible, God, but not with you. You, all things are possible, God. So we thank you for possibilities on tonight, God. We thank you for promises, oh God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for provision. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, God. I pray for every person on this prayer line on tonight, God, that you will touch, oh God, that you will deliver, that you will heal, that you will set free, God, that you, Father God, hallelujah, mama and I will strengthen, oh God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that you will restore, God, in the name that you will replenish, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you will protect and provide for, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you will make a way out of no way, God. We thank you and we praise you on tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for miraculous breakthrough on tonight. We thank you, Lord, for the turnaround, my God, the turning things around, oh God. We thank you for divine turnaround on tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, what the devil meant for evil, God, we thank you, Lord, that you meant it for our good and that you already are orchestrating things, that you have already set things up, that you are already, that you are already, Father God, ahead of time, oh God, working behind the scenes. Romans 8:28, and we know that in all things you work for the good of those who love you and for the called according to your purpose, oh God. So, Lord, we thank you that we are the called according to your purpose. Lord, I pray for every person under the sound of my voice that you will draw us nearer, God, nearer to thee, that you will draw us nearer to the cross, God. Grow us up in you, oh God. Lord, give us, Father God, like Pastor said, more faith, more power, more strength, more courage, oh God. Give us, oh God, unshakable faith, oh God. Let us, Father God, have a heart rendered towards you, oh God. Let us love you with all of our heart, our mind, our soul, and our strength, oh God, as we love our neighbors, as we love ourselves, oh God. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you, God. Lord, let your light shine in our lives, oh God. Glorify us, oh God, as you have already ordained since before the beginning of time, oh God, that we will be just that we would be, Father God, hallelujah, glorified in your presence, oh God. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you, oh God. Lord, even the sanctification process, oh God, so many, God, need to be sanctified. So many are looking, oh God, for change. So many are sick and tired of being sick and tired, God. And we thank you, Lord, that you are not leaving us as you found us, oh God, but that you are changing us from faith to faith and glory to glory, that you are sanctifying us, that you are taking away, Father God, the desire, the temptation for sin, that you are taking away the taste, oh God, that you're taking the taste out of our mouths, oh God, that you're making us vessels of glory, vessels of honor, oh God, fit for the master's use. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the change that's coming over us, that we can truly say we know we've been changed, oh God. Let us be your witnesses, oh God. You have given us power
Jesus.
To be your witnesses, oh God. So let us go forth and be your witnesses, oh God. Bring forth your word, Father God, to the highways and the byways, oh God. Just the top. From the highways to the byways, God, that you're bringing, let us take your word out to the masses. Let us, Father God, testify of your greatness. Let us testify of your glory. Let us testify of your miraculous work in our lives, oh God. Let us not keep quiet, oh God, but give us a Holy Ghost boldness, oh God, to be your witnesses, to stand up and be counted, oh God, to say, this is what my Father who are in heaven has done in my life. He changed my life,
yes.
God. Let us tell somebody in the supermarket. Let us tell somebody on the job. Let us tell somebody, oh God, in our family that needs to be saved, God. We ask for souls to be saved, God. We ask for lives to be changed. We ask, Father God, that you would use us for your glory, God. Let us not just be a church as usual, God, but let us be the church like Jason and them and all that the early disciples and apostles. Let us turn this world upside down for you, Jesus. We thank you and we praise you, God. Let us not be lackadaisical,
yes,
laid back, lazy, God. Let us, Father God, be on fire, light the fire in each and every heart, oh God, that we will go forth, oh God, hallelujah, and shine, being living epistles that people will look upon our lives and say, what must I do to be saved? Oh, glory, hallelujah. So, Lord, use us on this prayer line as vessels of revival, oh God, save souls, change lives, set the captives free, oh God, in the name of Jesus, open the eyes of the blind, God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord, we need you, we want to be used of you, we want to be vessels, God, we want to be witnesses, oh God. Oh, glory, hallelujah. So, God, raise us up, oh, God, so that we can tell people to bring them to, and compel them to come from the highways and the byways into your house, my God.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you and we praise you, God, and we glorify your name, God, on this prayer line. You are worthy to be praised. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise. So, God, have your way. Even as we open the prayer line, we thank you, hallelujah, for Father God, even giving us the more of you, God, the more of you, less of us, and more of you, God. We must decrease. You must increase, oh, God. Less of us, each and every one of us. We are warriors on the wall. Less of us and more of you, oh God. So, Lord, we thank you. We
Lord.
Praise you, God, for your glory in this place.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for your glory on this prayer line.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, God, for your glory in each and every one of our lives. So, God, continue to have your way.
Let your will be done.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Mighty name.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Bless your name. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Bless that wonderful name of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Bless that wonderful name of Jesus.
Yes, God.
He's our friend. We thank God for the word. We thank God for prayer. Thank God as we open up these phone lines. If you press one on your phone, we just want to touch and agree with you and pray. We believe in by faith that God hear your prayers on tonight. Pastor, take these. We see some hands raised already. Take that first caller in the name of Jesus. To God be the glory.
908.
This is 908. God bless you tonight.
Good evening, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. Thank you for those powerful prayers you just did. It really sounds like you covered everything I was calling in for. But this is CC, and I am just calling in for general prayer for myself and my family.
Well, to God be the glory. We're going to lift that up before the Lord in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you, hallelujah, for your daughter tonight. I thank you in the name of Jesus for spiritual growth, for spiritual understanding, for spiritual enlightenment in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the hand of the Lord being on her life. I thank you that greater is he that's in her than he that is in this world. Thank you for the Holy Spirit dwelling on the inside in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the Spirit being upon her and with her and in her in the name of Jesus. Now, God, give her direction, give her clarity, give her understanding and discernment like she's never known before in the name of Jesus. Wisdom beyond her years, godly insight and intuitive nature, God, to see, God, what you are doing in this season in her life. I know she's blessed and highly favored, but God, hallelujah, everything our hands touch, God, in the name of Jesus, make a way where there is no way. Show her your power. Show her your might.
Yes,
show her in the family, God, in the name of Jesus, the blessings and the benefits and the rewards and the power of serving you, God, in the name of Jesus. So I thank you, God, that she's on the road to success. I thank you that her family is under the blood and shelter of the Most High God. I thank you that angels are watching over her family on a daily basis. I thank you that her eye has not seen, her ears have not heard, it has not entered our heart what you have prepared for her, because she loves you. Now, God, increase the anointing. Increase the love that she has for you. Increase, God, the desire and the admiration for the things of God. So I thank you, God, that she's hungering and thirsting after you in this season in her life. Now, God, show her your heart and your hand.
Yes,
oh,
God.
Oh, my God. Show her your heart and your hand. Oh, my God. I feel the Holy Ghost. I'm going to say it again. God, show her your heart and your hand in the name of Jesus. And I thank God for you tonight, Sister Cece. Even as I talked about the heart and the hand of God, his hand is about to move mightily in your life. There's some things he's about to do in the natural that you're going to say, ain't nobody but God did this. This ain't nothing but the Lord's doing in the name of Jesus. And he is a merciful God. None of us are perfect, but there's some things God has even talked about it. I want to read one scripture. It says in talking about David, in chapter 16, they're looking for a musician, and it says this about David as they're trying to find somebody. The servant said, "Behold, I know the son of Jesse." Listen to some of the characteristics that David had. He was a cunning player. He was a mighty, valiant man. He was a man of war. He was prudent in matters. He was a comely person, that means good looking. And the Bible says that the Lord was with. And even as Pastor talked, as she ended her prayer tonight about sanctification, David has so many godly characteristics, and so do you. And God is going to do something on the inside. God is going to do something, hallelujah, that only you know about, pertaining to your character, pertaining to your personality, pertaining to the stuff that only you and God know about. And God is going to bless you from the inside out. I feel God. So get ready. Get ready for God to do an inward work. An inward work.
Praise God.
And God's going to do an inward work in your life, Cece, in this season. And God's going to get the glory out of your life in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you so much.
To God be the glory. We thank God for you tonight.
Amen. God bless you. Amen.
God bless you. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. God bless. Pastor, you talked about sanctification, consecrated, being set apart. And I thank God that God is up to something wonderful in everybody's life.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Praise God. Because we have to remember that David, one of the characteristics of David was that he was consecrated. He was set apart.
Yes.
He was a man after God's own heart.
Right.
And even though he messed up, once he repented, my God, David began to walk on the right path again once God restored him.
Right.
So there is power in repentance.
Come
there
on.
Is power in knowing that how to please God and desiring to please God with our walk. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So to God be the glory for those, like you said, who have that spirit of wanting to please God and wanting to be a man or a woman after God's own heart. Having that spirit of faith, knowing that if God be for us, then who can be against us? That's more than the whole world against us. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to take another call. Area code 678. God bless you. Area code 678.
That I will have to climb, and there will be battles that I will have to fight. But victory or defeat, it's up to me to decide. But how can I expect to win if I never try? I just can't give up now. I've come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me the road would be easy, but I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me. Never said there wouldn't be trials. Never said I wouldn't fall. Never said that everything would go the way I wanted to go. But when my back is against the wall and I feel a hope is gone, I just lift my head up to the sky and say, help me to be strong. I just can't give up now. I've come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me the road would be easy, but I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me. I know you didn't bring me out here to leave me lonely. Even when I can't see you clearly, I know that you are with me, so I can't. I just can't give up now. I've come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me the road would be easy, and I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me. I just can't give up now. I've come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me the road would be easy, and I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me. I just can't give up now. I come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me the road would be easy, and I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me. I just can't give up now. I come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me the road would be easy. easy, and I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me. And I want to give thanks to
Amen.
God. Thank you, Jesus, because I know you brought me this far, and I know you will never leave me. I just have some sad news. My brother passed away on Friday morning in his sleep. I just want everybody to pray for me and my family to bring us peace and comfort with the loss of my brother. He was my oldest brother. I have one more brother left now, but I know he's in a better place than we are, and I know God took him. It was time for him to go. So there was nothing wrong with him. He wasn't sick or anything, but thank God that he passed away in his sleep. And I just want to just say prayer for the peace and comfort through what we're going through. Thank you so much.
Amen. Well, praise God. Our condolences to you. I did not know about that. My condolences to you and your family. We're definitely praying for you and the family, and continually praying. Know that God has you all, and He will carry you through this time. Let us pray. Father God, we just praise you, and we thank you, Father God, for Sister Maria. God, we thank you for her and her family, God, and even, Father God, as she came with still a song in her heart, as her heart is heavy from, Father God, just missing her brother, knowing that he is in a better place with you, oh God. Lord, we just pray for her right now, that you will let your angels strengthen her, send your angels to minister to her right now, in the name of Jesus. Lord, help her to walk through this valley of the shadow of death, oh God, knowing, Father God, that even death has no victory, oh God. So, Lord, I pray for her and her family, her Father God, all that are involved, God, that you will comfort them, Father God, that you will, Father God, be the lift of their heads, that you will encourage them, that you will walk with them through this time, oh God. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you said in your word that you will never leave us, that you will never forsake us, but you are always with us, oh God. So I thank you, Lord, that your daughter, Sister Maria, knows that, oh God, and she is holding on to you, oh God, leaning on your everlasting arms, oh God, knowing, Father God, that you are the one that is holding her up through this time, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, so Lord, we just thank you, Father God, that there's nothing else that we can say, God, but we thank you, Lord, because we know, God, that you have already looked into Maria's tomorrow, oh God. You have already looked into her family's tomorrow, oh God. You have already, Father God, manifested healing in the future, oh God. And Lord, we know, Father God, that even as we walk through turbulent times and hard times, oh God, that you said in your word that we shall let not our hearts be troubled, because you are with us, oh God. So Lord, I thank you, and we thank you for being with our dear sister. We thank you for being with her family. We thank you for strength and courage. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for faith to make it. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that she still has a song in her heart. We thank you, Lord, that she's still yet holding on to your unchanging hand. And we thank you, Lord, and we just thank you for strengthening her right now, God, that you will keep her, that you are a keeper, that you are a keeper, oh God, that you will keep her and her family through this time. So, Lord, we pray for Sister Maria, and we thank you for her life. We thank you for her testimony. We thank you for her witness. We thank you for her ministry on this line. Lord, continue to be with her, as we know you will. Continue to be with her through this time of godly sorrow. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Yeah, there are no words, but again, our condolences to you and the family.
Yes.
And the Spirit of the Lord be with you at this. This is a hard time for you, we know. And everybody on the prayer line, we're going to continue to pray for you. Amen.
Thank you so much. God bless you both, and God bless everybody on this prayer line.
God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. A big hug going from me to you right now.
Thank you.
This time.
Thank
God
you
bless
so much.
You. I love you.
Amen.
I love you too. Amen. Amen. Praise God. It is never, although we know we have the victory, even in times like this, it is never easy to see a loved one transition. So continue to pray for Sister Maria. and continue to keep her lifted up, even during your private times of prayer. Amen. It is not easy. We're going to take another call. Area code 973. God bless you. Area code 973.
God bless you, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca. I'm just calling to for you to pray so that I want to get closer to God. I want to have more wisdom, more understanding, more faith. I just want more of Him. That's what I want you to pray for.
Amen. Let us lift that up before the Lord. Father, I thank you for the spirit that's, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus on Sister Karma tonight.
Yes,
the
God.
Spirit of humility, God.
Yes,
the
Lord.
Spirit, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus,
yes,
of brokenness. I thank you, hallelujah, God, that your spirit will rise up in her like never before. I thank you for greater wisdom, greater understanding, greater knowledge in the name of Jesus. God, you said in your word, we have not because we ask not. And she's,
yes, Lord,
we're just touching and agreeing with her that it's already done. So, Lord, help her to receive it by faith,
yes,
in the name,
Lord,
of Jesus.
Thank
that
you,
you are doing a work that no man can do.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So I thank you that that inward woman that's on the inside of her, I thank you that you're doing the invisible work that only,
yes,
you can do, building,
yes,
godly character,
yes,
building,
God,
godly understanding,
yes,
giving her a spirit of discernment and knowledge, giving her a greater wisdom, God, in the spiritual, invisible realm. Thank you for the Holy Spirit leading and guiding her, God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
you said those who are led by the Spirit are the daughters of the Most High God. So I thank you for the leading of the Holy Spirit on her life. I thank you, God, for the supernatural power that you are doing a work, God. She wants to draw near to you. You said, draw near to me, and I will draw near to you. And God, I thank you that the word will be in her. I thank you that the spirit of the living God is already in her. Now, God, increase the anointing. Thank you for the supernatural ability that you have given her to do the impossible.
Yes.
So, God, I believe by faith,
yes,
God, that she's going to see differently in,
yes,
the spiritual,
God,
realm. I believe that she's already gone to another realm. Hallelujah, spiritually. I believe by faith, even as she prayed this prayer, it's already in her heart that she went to another dimension in you, God, through the spirit of the living God. Now, God, take her higher,
yes,
even as she reads scripture, even as she prays, even as she speaks the word over her family and over her life. God, give her revelation. Give her godly insight like never before. And bind up, oh, glory, bind up any spirit, any thought of the Antichrist, any spirit that's trying to keep her in bondage, anything that's trying to keep her stuck, God, in the name of Jesus. So I believe by faith that she can take every thought that is of you, God, and it would take root and bear fruit in due season,
yes,
in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
To God be the glory. I believe spiritual growth is inevitable. Spiritual growth is already yours. I'm not going to go there, but God is telling me, I was trying to turn it, but I'm going to tell you to turn it after we get off the line tonight. Jeremiah chapter number 18, it talks about the potter and the clay. And I believe God is molding you and shaping you, and he's doing a work in you. And just read the first, like, 10 chapters of Jeremiah chapter number 18, and God's going to do a work in your life. And he's making and he's perfecting you, Sister Carmen.
Yes.
He's doing a work in your life because he is the potter, you are the clay. And even as you prayed this prayer, like, God, just mold me and shape me, I believe he's going to do that. Amen?
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
To God be the glory.
Amen.
Amen.
God be the glory. God bless you. We love you. Amen.
Jeremiah 18.
Amen.
To God be the glory. We love you. God,
amen,
bless.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God. Praise God.
Amen.
Jeremiah 18. And that's just so wonderful that she's asking for more, God. The Bible says, Jesus said, blessed are they who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled.
Yes.
So, Pastor, what you said is so true, that she shall be,
mm-hmm,
filled. God is filling her right now,
yes,
afresh and anew.
Yes.
It already started. The moment she asked,
mm-hmm,
was the moment that God moved and began to manifest the answer to her request. My God. My God.
That's why she got it.
Amen. She already has it. I'm excited about what God is doing in her life. Amen. We're going to take another call. Area code 908. God bless you.
Good evening, Pastor. This is Diamond. Just asking for general prayer.
God bless you, Diamond. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, you said in your word, your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway.
Yes.
So, God, let your word, even as she hears the prayer tonight, even as she hears the preach word on Sunday or listen to some of the archives or recordings, let the word of God do what only it can do. It will not come back void.
Yes.
So I thank you for the word that's already over this young lady's life. I thank you for the prayers of her mother and her sisters and those who have been praying for her. But, God, the prophecy and a promise over her life that she will prosper. She will be successful. She will have a bright future. And I thank you in the name of Jesus, God, as she grow up in the things of God, as you open up her mind and her understanding to the invisible work of Almighty God, that, God, she will grow up in you like never before. She would speak with authority. She would have a confidence that she's never known before. God, give her courage to face the impossible situations in her life. In the name of Jesus, bless this mother, God. Meet every need that she has, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So I thank you, hallelujah, that your goodness and your mercy is unlimited. It's uncommon, and it's unusual for her in this season. Now, God, allow all things to, I feel God right there. Allow all things to work together for her good. Because she loves you, and we know there's a purpose on her life. So, God, give her supernatural ability. Give her supernatural strength. When she's weak, your word says she is strong. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
When she felt like, God, it looked like it's hopeless, I thank God for the spirit rising up in her to show her that all is well. So, God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that you give her a greater faith. Give her greater ability to believe. Give her a greater capacity to trust in you, God, in the name of Jesus. So bless this mother.
Yes,
let her know, God, that you are with her through every trial, through every test, through every tough situation, through every trouble that she faced. God, be with her in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much,
to God be the glory. You're so welcome.
Amen.
And I just want to leave this with you. Trust in God with all your heart. Lean not into your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge God, and he'll show you what to do. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. To God be the glory. Just go ahead to Proverbs chapter number 3. Read Proverbs chapter number 3, and it's going to tell you what I just read, but it's also going to give you some wisdom and insight. Proverbs chapter number 3, and it's going to bless you. Because in the end of that proverb, it's going to tell you how you should guard your heart, and it's going to show you how to do that. Amen?
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen. Praise God. Keep walking with the Lord, daughter. God is doing a new thing in your life. Keep walking with God. You are on the path that God wants you to be on. He said, as Pastor was praying, I just heard God saying, I will do a new thing in you. I will do a new thing in you. This is something brand new. You get ready to go do some things that you've never done before. And it's a good thing that God is doing. So continue. Don't be distracted. These are words of wisdom. Don't be distracted. Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. But stay on the path, seeking after God with everything in you, because God wants to do some fabulous things in your life. Amen.
Amen.
Proverbs 3.
Proverbs chapter 3. Amen. God bless you. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. For the people, I just feel a spirit of people hungering and thirsting after God on tonight. There's something new. There's a thirst. There's a freshness on the people of God. And God says, you shall be filled. Amen. God is breathing. There's a fresh wind blowing over the lives on this prayer line tonight. There's a fresh wind, and God is blowing away everything old, everything stale, everything stagnant, everything that's been trying to oppose you and hold you back. God is blowing it away with this fresh wind, amen, and new rains, latter rain is falling to wash everything away, to wash away the residue and to bring in the freshness of the new season that God has you in, amen, hallelujah. We're going to take another call, last call, area code 111, God bless you, area code 111.
God bless you, Pastor Anthony, Pastor Rebecca. This is Barbara. How are you guys?
God bless you. We're doing really well.
Awesome. I'm going to just a really quick testimony because I always want to give a testimony. We prayed on the line a couple weeks ago for the men. You guys will remember we prayed for the men in our lives. And there's a gentleman that's like a family member to us, even though he's not blood relation, but for decades he's been like a family member to our family. A month ago, someone moved in next door to him that was involved in a lot of illegal gun activity, and there were gunshots every evening from, I guess, them selling the guns and whatever else was going on. And he said to me, this was a month ago, he said, those last few night that guns fire sounded like the kind of bullets that could go through the wall of your house. They were that serious. They were that loud. And those were his words, right? And so apparently somebody called the police and they surrounded the house. The landlord made the girl move out, you know, all of that stuff that's involved with that, and things had quieted down. Last week, a very unusual presence of God. You know how it's just an unusual, you know that he's just letting you know that he's in the midst, but you don't really know what's going on. And I had that feeling for 2 days. The day after that, I got a phone call from my friend, and he said to me that he had come home in the evening, made a sandwich, sat on his sofa, and was starting to take a nap. And he laid his head down on the arm of the sofa, and all of a sudden these bullets came flying through the walls of his house, past his head, into the walls of his house, through the windows. Someone by his house and shot up his house. And their intention was to kill whoever was in the house, right? So the police had come and said that they found 9 or 10 casings in the front of his house, but they would find more if they had gone down the street, because whoever it was had driven by the house. But he said to me, if I had not laid my head down, he would have been killed. Now, I know that's the blood of Jesus. There ain't nothing else in his life but the blood of Jesus and the covenant where God said he will bless those who bless you. But the police said that, you know, apparently they got the houses mixed up or whatever was going on with that, but they're, you know, taking care of everything. But he's fine and his family is fine. So I just want to just give God all the glory for that, because he let me know he was in the vicinity, but I didn't know what he was up to. I didn't know, but now. So God protected our friend, and I'm just thankful for that. My prayer request is for transportation, just what direction I'm supposed to go in for that.
Amen. To God be the glory. We're going to lift it up before the Lord. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That God, you would continue to do the impossible. I thank you for that powerful testimony in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for life, that you, hallelujah, spared this young man's life. And Father God, even in a dangerous situation, God, hallelujah, we thank you that your angels are watching over him. Yes. There's this friend of Sister Barbara in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for your grace and your mercies, which are new every morning. I thank you for a shield being around this young man. May, Father God, you penetrate his heart and allow him, Father God, to call on the name of the Lord. And I thank you for a supernatural protection. in the mighty name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Now pertaining to transportation, mm-hmm. pertaining to, Father God, a means, hallelujah,
yeah.
in the name of Jesus to go to and fro. We thank you that in the name of Jesus, you will make a way, God. You will give her the resources that she needs, the monies that she needs, the how-tos, God, to get it done in the name of Jesus. You know, God, hallelujah, what the need is. You know, God, in the name of Jesus, that in we have in you what we need of you. So, God, no good thing will you withhold from them who love you.
Yes.
So I believe by faith, as we touch and agree with her, God, that you will show her. You will give her everything that she needs, God, to secure this vehicle in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, any other need that she did not ask for, I believe by faith that it is suffice. You said, my grace is sufficient.
Yes.
You said in your word, my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. So God reminded her that she can do all things through you and give her strength in her time of need. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 I thank God, amen, even as you shared that testimony, the prayers of the righteous availeth much. So keep praying for your friends and your family members and those in which you love. Our prayers do not come back void and empty, but they accomplish great things. Amen. God bless.
Amen. 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 Praise God. And that is Barbara, that is a powerful praise report. And even now, I want to release this word to you and to all who are on this prayer line, because God, this is a word for all of us. God says he's given us supernatural positioning. There's a supernatural positioning that God is releasing from the heaven realm. And Barbara, you're breaking up, so I know you can hear me, though, because I know you're still here. But there's a supernatural positioning, church, that God is releasing from the heavenly realm. And God says, as we position ourselves, this is, I'm telling you, he says, as we position ourselves under him, under heaven, then he is actually not under heaven, in heaven, seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. But as we submit under the heavenly realm, God is releasing heavenly blessings, amen. And those things that seem to be impossible, those things that people will make people shake their head and wonder how we got it and how God did what he did and how God moved like he moved, those are the things that are going to be released through this supernatural positioning, amen. And God said, before you even put it on your lips to ask me, it's going to be done.
Come on.
My God, hallelujah. So I want to release that word to Barbara and to all who are on this prayer line on tonight, that we are in a disposition of supernatural positioning. And God say, seek me with your heart, your mind, your strength, your soul. Seek me in the morning, seek me at night, meditate on my word. And even as Sister Carmen was on the line, God told me, Pastor, he said, tell Sister Carmen, Sister Carmen, I know you're still here, change your prayer position. My God, change the position when you pray. My God, I don't know if you've been sitting while you pray or if you're kneeling, but for Sister Carmen, I know he didn't let me release it to you individually, but I'm releasing it to you first, and it's for everybody on this prayer line. God is saying, I need you to shift your position when you pray.
Good.
Some of y'all need to lay prostrate, you know what I mean, prostrate before the Lord. You got to lay down on your face. God says, begin to lay down at your altar before my face. As Barbara talked about the presence of God, God says, I want my presence to overwhelm you, my God. He says, I want my presence to be so prevalent in your life that there's a supernatural combustion taking place in your life. My God, all the things that you want and things that you desire as you delight yourself in me, things that you need, God says, I want to move in your life like that, like a locomotive coming crashing through a wall. My God, That's how God is ready. He said, I am ready to move. Time is short. We're in the end times, and God says, I'm ready to move in the lives of my people because I need the testimonies to go forth. My God, just like they're coming on this prayer line, just like they're coming in the local church, God says, I need the testimony to go forth. So change your prayer position, my God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So I want to release that word over the church tonight, amen, and let you know that you're right where God wants you to be. People of God, you are right where God wants you to be, and the warfare is real. The warfare that you guys are facing is real, and the reason that the warfare is so prevalent is because God's blessings are even the more prevalent in your life. Because God's hand, Pastor talked about the hand of God, because God's hand is resting heavy on you in this season, my God. And I'm not trying to give the devil any glory, but the enemy of your soul does not want this release to happen, to take place in your life. That's why you cannot move out of position. You cannot move out of the face of God. You cannot move out of your time of meditation and prayer. You have to continue to shift closer to God. Draw nearer to God. Nearer to thee, O God. Nearer to thee, my God. So I release that prophetically over this prayer line to those of you who are still here. It's more. There's a yearning, Pastor, for more, more, more. And that's what God is getting ready to release in this season.
It's been such a wonderful night because, the Bible says, why gain the whole world and lose your soul?
Yes.
And the people of God tonight wanted an inward work. The prayers were so unique tonight. The prayers had a spirit of humility all throughout the night. And I believe that God is going to honor everyone that want God to do something inwardly, something supernatural in their lives. And as you're saying, Pastor, the release. There's a supernatural release from glory into everyone who had that kind of a heart tonight.
Yeah.
It's going to be supernatural. And now they have the supernatural ability that they've never had before.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, God bless you. We're going to go down from this place, but never from God's presence. We invite you to come out tomorrow night for Word Wednesday in the sanctuary. And we will also be on Facebook Live and on this line here on Blog Talk Radio. It's WWF on tomorrow. WWW Word Wednesday for Women will be next week because Pastor and I will be traveling on the fourth Wednesday of this month. So God bless you. Come out and be blessed. We'll see you on Sunday. For those who are local, for those of you who are not local, we love you. We thank God for you, and we continue to cover you and plead the blood of Jesus over your lives and over the lives of your family. We plead the blood of Jesus over every life on this church line and over the lives of your family. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Do go to our website. You guys know where to go by now. It's www.nccmonline.org. Amen. nccmonline.org. Amen. God bless you. Go in peace and serve our God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus.
Give
myself away. Give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can.
Come on, let him know.
I give myself away. Give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away.
What would happen if a generation embraced this? Come on, tell them.
Here I am. Here I am.
by you.
So you can use me. I give myself away.
Can we say that as our prayer tonight? My life is not my own.
My life is not my own.